You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Tomorrow, around 30,000 nurses across the nation will strike over the government's public sector pay freeze announcement from May this year. New Zealand Nurses Organisation lead advocate David Waite says members are facing serious nursing workforce issues and that pay rates do not attract people into the profession or retain those already in the profession and leads to staffing issues which are stretching workers to breaking point and putting them and their patients at risk. I spoke to a final year nursing student about her experience in nursing and her thoughts on the future of the profession. Looking at the future of nursing right now, does it put you off from joining the workforce?
It's been really difficult seeing just in 2021 how sort of off-putting the idea of working in healthcare is for this generation, which I think is really saddening given that nursing and medicine as a whole has been something where other professions have really enjoyed and really been involved in over the years. To see young people not pursuing those kinds of roles because of the bureaucracy of pay and working conditions is really sad, given what is going on in the world at the moment with COVID and other things.
Yeah, coming off the heels of COVID, having this huge movement where we were all trying to support essential workers, it must feel like a kick in the guts to be having to strike a year later.
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of people, and there's been a lot of conversation about this over the past couple of years, given how much privilege we had in New Zealand to a certain extent to be able to shut down our economies and transition them to at-home living. And whilst a lot of us could transition our workforce to our computer at home, for healthcare workers, we still had to go out every day, work long hours, and have to kind of deal with the fear and insecurity of the virus. So to kind of have our whole workforce be so generous and selfless during that period and then have to kind of bear the brunt of austerity measures by this government is quite upsetting.
If things were to just stay the same, could you see yourself being a nurse in New Zealand for the long term?
I think it's a difficult one to answer. No one gets into healthcare that doesn't love the work. And so there's that nature of kind of loyalty to the profession that I think would be able to sustain me for a while. But it's difficult to see given the nature of house prices, rents, and just like the cost of living in New Zealand. It's difficult for me to see myself being able to sustain, I guess, a family in the future or just any kind of really good quality of life whilst being a nurse. Yeah, if things don't change, yeah, for sure.
Do your classes warn and prepare you for the level of burnout that nurses face?
I think what's so sad about how ingrained these like characteristics of the job are into nursing is that it's kind of almost this thing where in order to be accepted into the course and, well, not to be accepted, but in order to make it through the training, it's kind of what you sign up for, and anyone that gets into the job is aware of that. And so it's this kind of interesting thing where so many different people who I think would make amazing healthcare workers are just excluded from the profession just because of the fact that when people think of what is needed to be a nurse, it's resilience, you know, an ability to work a 45, 50-hour week, physical strength as well. Like, it's very difficult to become a nurse if you have disabilities, whether it be psychological or physical ones. So to answer your question, I think it's not so much that we're prepared for it, but we're prepared for practice by our study. It's more that it's part of what we sign up for, and it's an indirect thing that we have to just be aware of and accept as being part of what the job is.
Have you witnessed people in your cohort leave nursing because of the pressure of the field, because they can't handle what the job is demanding?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as a nursing student, we work a lot of hours quite a significant amount of free labour, in a sense. We supply to the hospitals that we work at, and having to kind of factor in working to pay bills on top of all that work we do for free, as well as the academic load, and just the kind of mere psychological toll that we end up facing when we deal with death and when we deal with sickness, when we deal with kind of being in this position where we see how our healthcare system fails certain groups, whether it be Māori or those with mental health issues or just any minority, and just everyday basic people with economic and racial privilege at the same time. Taking on the physical load of work, the psychological kind of load of the job, and then like being unable to just kind of do basic things like pay our bills and, you know, get to the hospital, get to uni, all of those sorts of things. I've definitely seen people have to drop out or put a pause on their study because they just can't function, they can't juggle all of those things.
Ideally, what would be the best outcome for nurses after these strikes?
I think that's really a really hard one to answer, and I think
ideally for you, at least.
Ideally for me, I guess, as a perspective of a student, I would really, really love to see senior nurses finally get the validation that they deserve, and I don't mean validation by support on social media and, you know, people sharing articles on Facebook. I mean, senior nurses finally be given the financial repayment for the amount of blood, sweat and tears they have like generously donated to the profession and to the public just by taking on a job that in a lot of ways most people in society would not want to do. And I think the reason why that's so important is because nursing is an amazing kind of profession and an amazing thing to study, and that we don't learn, it's not a completely theoretical degree. We go out and we work and we learn by direct sort of translation from the preceptors and senior nurses that we work under. And they take on a lot of responsibility in not only teaching us and shaping us into the, you know, next generation of the workforce, but just by trying to provide transformational care to people who are unwell and are at the probably worst point in their life. So I think, yeah, having some validation for that in terms of an actual real gesture, like a better wage or better working conditions, would just be amazing for the profession.
Do you have any closing comments you'd like to make?
I think it would just be, yeah, I think for too long, nursing has kind of been misrepresented in films, television, media, and there's a lot of misunderstanding about the profession. And not only would it be great to have more of a voice for nurses, but I think it would also be great to finally kind of allow nurses and get nurses into a situation where they have a seat at the table and they're able to be a part of meaningful decision making surrounding healthcare and surrounding things that the public and the community faces, because at the end of the day, nurses have such a special, nurses and all healthcare workers really have such a special ability to understand and recognize and see and in a very real, unbiased picture what is going on for a lot of the community across a variety of different issues that are socioeconomic, related to directly to health, related to culture, a variety of things. So I think, yeah, just a closing statement would be that I would love to, see nurses finally be able to share the amazing, amazing skills they have with the community in a meaningful way and be recognised for that work.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.